been able to grab Jared McLean. And as we've been telling our listeners in the news hour, a terrible story down at Warrnambool where Jared was this morning for Darren Weir, and they were galloping at Maya Juice. And I totally respect that Jared's able to come on after such a difficult morning. Jared, can you take us through just what unfolded at Warrnambool this morning?
Yeah, no worries at all, Andrew. Thanks for your thoughts, but that's unfortunately part of it. We have the highs on Saturday, the highs are highs, and then the lows are lows this morning. So in this industry, we're all hardened up to this sort of tragedy. Yep. But, yeah, he was out there having his final piece of work this morning at 6 o'clock on the Warrnambool Boss proper. Absolutely beautiful surface, so no criticism to anybody. It's just one of those unforeseen things. He was galloping with Burning Front and came to his outside with 100 to go to possibly go past him, and that's when we, you know, initially it looked like he had broken a leg in the near front. Johnny Allen was able to keep him to his feet and pulled him up very quickly. We then got him transported back up to our stables, which isn't far away, and pain relief and vet's assessment of, yeah, there's no break or compound fracture or anything, but on scan, there's quite a mess with his ligaments and all the structures supporting his leg. So he's now got a splint on, plenty of pain relief, and being transported to Ballarat for further assessment.
Jared, you mentioned the word messy. It's obviously very messy, just the way it would have been unfolded, mate. I presume people would have been watching it, and at the time you would have just sunk to the ground.
Oh, yeah, like, I initially thought the worst, and, you know, he's still not out of the woodworks yet as far as saving him. Like, it depends what extent of the mess they find in Ballarat, but, yeah, like, the most important thing at the moment is there was no break and there was no, you know, shattered bones or anything like that, which is always good. So it gave us that little bit of time to regroup and sort of work out a plan, and he'll be in the best key in the next couple of hours.
Mate, I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, all the work that has been done by all concerned about, you know, I can't remember. Who was the bloke who went to Japan, Jared?
Yeah, Matt Scown. He's based in Ballarat, but he's been a part of the team for a long time. And, you know, just devastating for him because he's travelled to Japan and then came and lived with this horse. I know it's only 5 weeks, but it's for us every day. Like, we get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and we get very well paid, but it's not just an occupation, it's a lifestyle. And if you didn't love the animal, you wouldn't do this type of job. So it's, yeah, my thoughts are really with him. It's really devastating this morning.
As you say, your thoughts are with the horse itself. Obviously, your confidence levels is all redundant now, but I understand that Craig was super confident and going into Saturday's race, assessing the horse's form over the weekend.
Yeah, well, that's right. We've only had him in Warrnambool since Saturday, and you know, so I don't really have a where the horse was at, but you know, he's an imposing individual and a beautiful kind animal. So he flew home with Craig Saturday night, talking at the airport. You know, everything you own, you're just putting on this horse, the confidence Craig gave me on Saturday night. So certainly feel for Craig at the moment as well.
Yeah, look, it's just the whole team, you know, Jamie Lovett and Luke and everyone from Australian Bloodstock. People will be saying it's a horse and let's move on. But you're so right, Jared. It's only been a short amount of time for, say, Matt, who's been looking after the horse in Japan in quarantine and then flying down, looking after him at Werribee. And but they become a part of the family, don't they? You see them every day.
Yeah, they do. And as I say, it's, you know, you got to be a special sort of a person to do this job. And if you didn't love the animal, you wouldn't be doing it. So I guess the next couple of hours, our main focus is hopefully they can save him. I'd be very surprised if he could be rehabilitated at the race again. But our main aim now is to save him and, you know, hopefully he's an Australian to someone down the track.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, we appreciate you coming on in such a hard time. I was trying people this morning and you rang us back, and I really thank you for coming on and just enlightening our audience a bit more on what unfolded this morning. And we really do hope that the next couple of hours are pretty good for the horse.
No worries. But as I say, like Sunday was an outstanding day for the stable. Outside the Melbourne Cup, where he said that was his best day at the races. And then, you know, 72 hours later, something like this. So it's a real reality check. And it just proves that when you're on that wheel and ride the highs, just celebrate them and enjoy them.
Yeah, no, you're so right. Thanks a lot, Jared.
Okay, thank you.
Good on you, mate. Jared McLean there, Leo. You can hear it and spells out, well, what unfolded this morning, but you can't help but feel for everybody.
Absolutely, and you know, just horse first, and that's why he's so devastated this morning, along with Matt Down and everyone else involved, and Johnny Allen obviously had a fairly ordinary experience there, and for Darren and everyone involved in the ownership group, it's just devastating, and just hope for the best outcome with the horse now.